better. Well, thank you guys, one and all, and everyone else who actually is like three deep in the back. I guess in New York you're used to that, so we're running across.
We're from Texas. We have lots of space.
Yeah, exactly. There's only like a chair, there's a space for like five people, then another person sitting down, you know, so the rooms are three times space. A lot of level space. You guys have culture. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm your deep coach. Thanks for coming. This is the Funimation Industry Panel. My name is Adam Sheehan. I'm a marketing manager over at Funimation Entertainment. And to my side here is...
I am social media... Justin Rojas, senior social media manager at Funimation Entertainment.
Yes. Thank you.
Hold for applause. Rock on.
So we're going to talk about all things Funimation right now. We're going to go through some of the projects and panels and all the different things we got. We're going to go through some of our recent brands we're coming out, our different shows. And then we're going to go through some, you know, new stuff that you guys might have just recently heard of or haven't heard of yet because we haven't told anyone yet. So, yeah, exactly. So without further ado, because we only have an hour, we want to try to squeeze in some Q&A at the end. We're going to try to do that. So we're going to dive right in. Sound good?
All right.
Yeah. Kick us off.
All right. Being a social media dude, these are a lot of things I get to do, which is pretty fun. We update our blog, which is on Funimation.com/news, pretty much daily on that one, also with Facebook and on Twitter. So keep following us on these sites. Keep up with all our news. I'm sure we're going to be doing tons of stuff from here. Talking about all the new things that we've got coming out this weekend. So if you want to follow us whenever we're at other conventions and stuff, take us out on here.
Did you post that picture of you and .com wearing Goku hair?
Oh my gosh, I took a picture with .com 30 Rock with Goku hair this morning. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And hopefully the internet let me post it.
You haven't checked it yet? Yeah, I can't check it yet. So yeah, and also you haven't gotten your Goku hair, you actually have Goku hair at the booth. So
yes.
Go get some. Yeah.
Like Burger King crown style?
Make your day more over 9,000 than it already was. I know. Gotta work that joke in every time we can. You guys like watching free videos on the internet, right? I assume you've heard of the internet. It's quite trendy. We have a ton of different places you can watch video online. Oh, of course, you guys have YouTube, Hulu, and our own Funimation.com site we just revamped. We have tons and tons of free video for you to watch and enjoy to check out. So, I mean, we got thousands and thousands of episodes. Like, if you let the term start watching it, basically, I think you would die before finishing it. So, yeah, we keep adding stuff, so, wah-ha-ha. So, wide variety of video online, so definitely something to check out if you weren't already aware. And, we like to do simulcast. You know, we found out.
Yeah.
We
want to see fans here. Want to see fans?
That is gum-gum awesome. Yes, we have to try to do a wonderful time against in Japan because, I mean, again, we've learned over at this time, you guys want the anime as fast as you can get it from Japan, and luckily, us, the wonderful people over Japan have helped out us a lot with doing that. So we're doing simulcast. Of course, we're doing One Piece, and we'll do it until it ends, which I believe is 3012. That's going to be our schedule.
Yeah, we're at 518
episodes,
yeah.
And we're halfway through, maybe? Maybe.
Keep going!
Exactly. Yeah, it's still awesome every time. I don't know how
long as Lucy's on.
Yes, exactly. Also, have you ever seen Toriko?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, you know, manly man shonen show. It's kind of like Dragon Ball Z meets Top Chef.
Yes.
You think I'm kidding? I'm really not. It's about fighting and fighting and eating
and eating what you fight.
Fighting your big monsters and then trying to eat them. So we are streaming that too. So check that out for sure. And we're just finishing up, or just finished up, Baka and Test Season 2.
Ooh.
So yeah, so I'm going to call it that. If you haven't checked it out yet, it's absolute hilarity. We have Season 1 on DVD and Blu-ray right now, and Season 2 will be coming out on DVD Blu-ray real soon. So I'm going to call it, it's just, if you're looking for some just fun wonderfulness, you definitely want to check out some Baka
and Test.
Very good. The whole series is on the site right now.
Yeah.
Game Samba.
This is actually something we've been doing recently. We've partnered with Game Samba to work on some of these games. They've got free MMORPGs on available to play online. Some are browser-based, some are client-based. But if you go on either Realms Online, Tribal Trouble 2, or Remnant Knights, which is my favorite. It's a real anime MMORPG. Find me on there. I am totally on there.
Are you a bad guy?
I am a bad guy. It's awesome. Since we do work with them, I get to be one of the mob bosses, so if you run into Rojas the Sorcerer, he's gonna kick your butt, first off.
I saw him punching a unicorn.
Yeah, and I feel like you're in the face. But if you go to, the Samba shop, which is, redeem the code Funimation, you can get some, free swag, digital swag on there.
Sure,
check it out.
Sweet.
long.
Hey.
Hey.
Morgan.
All right. You guys like Alchemist, right?
Yeah.
We've been working on a app, a game that's going to be on the iPhone, iPad, Facebook, and Android. Coming very soon.
This month.
Promise.
Yeah.
So recently, stay tuned. We've got awesome stuff. It's a fun turn-based RPG style where you fight each other, fight other players, and we save a little fear out of it.
We do.
Right.
Enter the world of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. This is Full Metal Battle. Lead your personal army of alchemists into combat and crush your Facebook friends. Fire up your mobile device and take on players from across the country. Train alongside Edward and Alphonse Elric and gain the tactical advantage over your online opponents. Collect and utilize weapons, new types of alchemy, special attacks, and even the coveted Philosopher's Stone. It's time to enter the fray. When you play Full Metal Battle, you are the alchemist.
And if you guys go to facebook.com/fullmetalbattle right now, like the page and be first to know when it comes out. Also, you'll be able to get exclusive in-game cards on there, too. So go ahead and like that on Facebook.
I just can't wait to crush my Facebook
friends. I would crush my Facebook friends.
Really well.
I have a lot of friends. So probably some of you, so I probably crushed you.
Yeah.
In the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
Ron?
Joe, let's go into our wonderful Joe.
Eden of the East, Paradise Lost, the final movie in the Eden East saga. If you guys haven't checked out Eden East, where the heck have you been? It's a wonderful series. What we call TV series. They have two movies involved. This is the third movie. Also, the entire series available out now. If you're looking for something, you have to check that out. All check out. Essentially, a thing of Jason Bourne, the anime. Yeah, action, intrigue, drama, suspense. It's going to get your mind working in all different ways you didn't know it could work. And this is the final piece of the puzzle. So if you haven't checked it out, go start with the TV series. If you have and just waiting to see how it ends, pick up Paradise Lost. Available now. In our booth, even.
Yeah, go down.
Which if you buy anything... Get confusing the building. And if you buy anything from our booth, you get a free Eden East Stella-style decal for your car, locker, dog, whatever you want. We don't judge. And Season 2 is out on DVD and Blu-ray, as well as Season 1. So, if you haven't watched the series, it's a really, really good story. Moe Economics.
Or is she Sam?
Yes. Moe is the wolf girl, wolf goddess. It's a strange story.
Mm-hmm.
It catches you off guard, but it's really interesting. You'll finish watching the series without even really realizing you just watched the whole series.
Yeah, you watch like one episode, you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. I wait, call it kind of getting it, keep going and going and going and going. You basically just the whole time you're like, I'm going to figure out what the series is by the time you finish the first season.
Like,
but you want to see more. It's so wonderful. But who just going to know, trading in feudal times was so entertaining.
And so if you have the Blu-ray version of Season 2, we just released also the Blu-ray version of Season 1. So get both of them on Blu-ray, watch it, and it's HD glory.
Yes.
And there's a lot more Holo and HD.
Yeah. I know I do.
Hey.
Peacemaker. We brought this back out. It's really called a classic. It hadn't been in print for a good long time. It's a wonderful story. So I call it to look for a classic story of a young kid trying to run the Shishinigami, the original police of Japan back in the transition period from feudal times to modern. And him basically, being, of course, young and very young, trying to get into this, police force. They're like, you're not going to do that, kid. It's not because you're just also a kid, but also it's going to change you. So, because he's out for revenge, he's going to realize what's waiting for him. So if you're looking for a good story with some good drama and some wonderful action, you should pick up the entire collection available now from Peacemaker, part of our anime
and classic line, which is awesome.
It's wonderful. That means it's cheap and awesome. That's all you know. A is for awesome, C is for cheap.
Yeah, that's a good line. Wow. Total actor.
Trigun.
All right. Trigun, Badlands Rumble. This movie it's the only full-length feature film of Trigun. Brand new animation, brand new storyline. It takes place within the series, so you see a bunch of people that, if you guys have watched the Trigun series, it's everything and everyone that you love about Trigun all into one little movie.
It's before it gets all like emo and crazy. It's all the fun parts of Trigun.
It is fun. Very fun movie. It's now available on Blu-ray and DVD, and
we have the trailer.
We have a trailer.
I'll show you the trailer.
Emergency! We got a tip-off here about a bank robbery happening close to the city. You're not hearing me. This ain't no ordinary robber in here. Jackrabbit!
What?
You got your backup. We need a car.
Huh?
drew the die on this one.
How long has it been since we had Trigun? Like over 10 years or something?
Oh, man, Trigun, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we had to have that.
Something new.
Johnny Boss and Friends.
Yes, Johnny Young Boss does reprise his role as Vash the Stampede in the movie, so definitely check it out.
Got to watch it with him, actually, at Otakon, which was really fun.
From behind the stage.
From behind the stage.
I watched the film
in reverse.
Or not reverse.
Not
reverse.
Flipped. Thank you. Not reverse, because then it would be like Vash slowly making things better instead of destructive.
Yeah. So, available now on Blu-ray and DVD, so get your choice, and they look great.
Yeah, do not miss out.
Mm-hmm.
Darkman of Black, Gemini the Meteor.
Yeah.
New Darkman of Black, Season 2. If you haven't seen the original series, think X-Files meets X-Men. You basically got these contractors that have these powers, from the first series. And this takes place, you don't have to see the first series to see the second series. I recommend seeing the first series, but you can totally enjoy the second series by itself. You've got the main character from the first one, back again, Hay, who's basically a little older, a little gruffer in Russia, and he has this girl who seems to have the power of a contractor, but none of the downside to it. And he's like, 15, 16, something like that, really young. So it's almost like the professional, where he's training for her to be a contractor and just to deal with what's happening and, you know, all the bad stuff around her. So it's wonderful. It actually includes the 4-part OVA, which is kind of a spoiler prequel kind of to the series. So if you watch it, watch all the episodes, then watch the OVA, and you'll kind of go, oh, kind of thing. Some three nits people. You know, one of those moments. So we have a trailer for that.
Why are you crying?
I don't know.
You better learn to lie if you're going to be a contractor.
But cool, light a candle, chill out, have read a book. we're actually screening that here this weekend on Sunday if you can make it. I think it's the first 3 episodes or so you can check it out if you want. Coming out early November, so not too far away in limited edition DVD and Blu-ray combo. And the prices here also are MSRP, which means you will find it cheaper everywhere else.
But not really cheaper, much cheaper.
That's what those letters stand for. You will find it cheaper online.
I
think that's exactly. I don't know how it works, but yeah. So, check out some more Darker Than Black.
Very
good. Some fairy tale
fans out here?
Yeah. We got some special fairy tale stuff, which I will talk about.
You're at the right convention.
You're absolutely in the best, perfect convention for fairy tales. This is 50, the jumping point for fairy tale in America. This is basically this convention. If you haven't heard of fairy tale, think Slayers meets One Piece.
Yes.
You've got this guild where young magician runs away from home to basically join the fairy tale guild of like rogue magicians who basically going around pumping up their powers by doing adventures. But it seems like every time they get to anywhere, stuff just starts blowing up like crazy.
Boom.
Yes, so they're like the Vast Stampede team, the group.
You know, they show up. We're going to have the best year. Everything blows up, you know, all around them. So, and every time they use it, they actually do blow up more stuff. They get stronger. So it gets explosions and get worse and worse. Or better and better. That is your perspective. And here's a trickler.
Hey, guys. Now I've got a fire in my belly that's racing to get out.
I didn't think we could drop this really exactly.
Here we go.
Prepare yourself for scorching action and non-stop adventure with the wizards of fairy tales. Wielding the powers of fire, light, zodiac, and heavenly weaponry. Not a duet of friends. You must have taken down every enemy in tepid fashion. This is not your average magic. No namby-pamby wandering for these warriors. This guild has the roughest, roundest, most dangerous wizards around. And they grow stronger with every enemy they annihilate.
Happy!
So watch out for fairy tales, because their magic spells destruction.
I can feel the stubble!
Ouch! Fairy Tale Part 1 coming soon to Blu-ray DVD combo pack.
So, yeah, we have a lot going on with Fairy Tale this weekend. As you can see, we've got a premiere panel. It's a two-hour panel. We'll call it 5 o'clock on Saturday. The reason for that is we're going to show... actually, we're going to show episodes 3, 4, and 5, because we have 1 and 2 online. But if you haven't seen 1 and 2, don't worry about it, because you can start on episode 3 and totally get it. Yeah. We're doing that to get some extra characters that don't show up until later, and give you guys as many exclusives as possible. And the reason for that being is we have brought the voice actors out from Fairy Tale to the panel, who talk to you wonderful people about working on the show and answer your questions, including, let's see, we got Todd Haberthorn.
Todd Haberthorn, Jeremy Lee. We got Colleen.
And Newton
Pittman.
Newton Pittman,
yes. Tyler Walker, the ADR director, is also here. And not to mention, of course, the creator himself.
From Japan.
Yes.
Is going to be here.
Be sure you check out all the Fairy Tale events. And we have a Fairy Tale game we're playing at the booth. Mm-hmm. You want to tell them a little bit more about?
Absolutely, yeah. We call it after this panel. Run, don't walk. I really can't do much of this. They go trip over someone. But basically, go over to the panel. The wonderful people at AnimeAtp.com, AtpParadise.com, are holding an event where basically you can go up and get a clue to locate different fairy members of the Fairy Tale Guild hidden throughout the Javits Center and get a Fairy Tale badge. And yes, you may have got some ripping at each other. Hold him up high, see some other ones. Dexon has been playing the game already.
He's got a Fairy Tale shirt.
Yeah, exactly. We got the winner. It was good. You guys are playing. But basically, you get a badge with little ribbons below them. Collect all four ribbons, return back to the booth, get a free Fairy Tale shirt. It's exclusive for the convention. So you definitely want to be sure to grab that, for sure. We're doing that today and tomorrow, so don't wait for it.
And of course, we run out of shirts.
Exactly. First hurry up. So definitely check that out for the days out. But yes, this is the actual product coming out right around Thanksgiving. DVD Blu-ray combo pack of the first 13 episodes.
Yeah.
Happy and Natsu and everything else. And
I'm happy.
So much fun.
Thank you.
And definitely when you see Todd asking about the Natsu tattoo, he said publicly that actually, what do you call it, he's going to get that tattoo Natsu has on his arm if we double 52 episodes. So if you want to brand Todd as your own, buy Fairy Tale.
Italian.
A few bands out there.
Yeah, I think so.
Even Todd's also the voice of Italy. That's a good thing to hear around here.
So, yeah. If you guys aren't familiar with Italia, Italia's a crazy, crazy, crazy show. Oh, my gosh. Just a little crazy.
Great.
And we have the season 1, season 2 out, and then we're coming up with the Paint It White movie. Actually, this is coming up right here. This has aliens in it.
Yes.
They want to paint everything white. It's crazy.
It's longer than 5 minutes long.
It is. It's not just one episode. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's so much Italia.
A lot of Italia.
Without a break in between. I don't know if I can handle that.
You start singing in the middle of it. Just no reason whatsoever.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
But just to show you a little bit how crazy this movie is, we'll just show you the trailer.
Like way far out of space. No question, way far out of space. Your ideas were all fucked, so listen to me. Everybody knows I've got PCP.
No one asked you, PCP monkey. What are you sitting there arguing about nothing? What if that sign of being turned into a snowman or a Victorian? But that is my fault.
DVD in November the 22nd. You guys can pre-order this stuff online right now. You get great prices on like Amazon.com and Right Stuff. Actually, we think we may have just missed the Right Stuff sale. I think it ended like yesterday. But Amazon sells great prices too. So, I mean, we definitely want to pre-order this two-way call for anyone who bought the first couple seasons. You know, the limited edition comes with a bandana. What color is this one?
Green
bandana.
Hey,
yes. So get that. It's a pre-order. You might not get one at all.
Yeah.
It goes fast. Very fast.
And we have a contest, I believe, it's going
we
on.
We do. Right? We do have a contest. We had a fan video contest where fans submitted videos on YouTube, a two-minute video that expresses how and why they love Vitalia. And so, actually, we picked the finalists, and they are on our website right now. So if you go to Funimation.com/news, you can watch those videos, vote on your favorite, and the winner gets this crazy Vitalia prize pack, and it's really awesome. So we have voting up until, I think, Friday! Until next Friday, so you got 1 week. Go do that. Thursday at midnight. Okay, Central.
That's Central?
Central. So, go do that. Vote on your favorite video, and support Vitalia.
Buy it. Watch it. And seasons 3 and 4 coming next year.
So. Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. Chaos Head. Yeah, you guys out there? Chaos Head? Science Gate fans?
Yeah.
Love to hear that. Have you ever heard Chaos Head? It's a fantastic series. You've got this kid who's basically the most shut-in of shut-in. He basically lives inside and basically online, gets everything ordered in, does not go outside at all. He doesn't know what's going on in the real world besides his little world. And there's a serial killer running around, killing people, unfortunately.
That's what they do.
That's what they do,
apparently.
They don't go about buying groceries or petting babies. They
could do that.
They can live in their off hours. But anyway, he's online and gets this weird message repeatedly on like an instant messenger that has a picture, and the picture of just someone brutally murdered. No clue why, who this person is, what it is. The next day, the news reports that was the next killer from the serial killer.
I'm
not sure why he's sending in this picture or what's going on. He's got to go outside to the real world to figure it out. And because he's not been in touch with the real world, he doesn't know what's real and what's not at some point. So the paranoia builds as the series builds. So it gets really, really freaky. And you sometimes watch it, don't know what's real and what's not. So it's fantastic like that. And as you mentioned, Science Gate is actually the sequel to this. I'm bringing that out next year as well. And here's the trailer.
kid show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not quite that Summer Wars family friendly.
Not quite.
Not a buddy cop movie. So yeah, it's available 11/29. So basically, after you buy Natalia the next week, go get Chaos Head, and then you know save up for ordering in December because we love taking your action.
Always.
I love entertaining. I mean, free of anime all over the place. So I guess that is really a lie, actually. So yeah, that's worth thing. Check out Chaos Head. I mean, it's got a Tinker with a giant blade on the front. How can you say no?
Yeah.
So very happy to have that. And again, I want to say thank you for everyone staying in the room.
It is hot,
it's hot
in here.
So yeah, so thank you. Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. No, stop. Don't stop. Moving on. Dragon Ball Z. We believe you guys have heard of this one, right?
I don't, little show we like.
I don't think I can't even remember the last time I had to explain what Dragon Ball Z was. Yeah. Like, we're the only way we're going to speak English, and they're like, oh, Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what about that one. We are really, really excited to bring out Dragon Ball Z in HD on Blu-ray. And, you know, in the past, we've brought out Dragon Ball Z multiple times. There's that, you know, joke that, you know, it's just, you know, it's the last version until the next version. This is extremely different than that. This is more than anything we've actually ever pushed out with Dragon Ball Z. This is as important as the Dragon Ball Z's first broadcast on TV. This is something we've been working on for a long time and are constantly working on, correct?
Constantly. There's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, so. We haven't heard.
And this one, I mean, basically, this is the first time the original series has ever been available in HD on Blu-ray. What we did is actually go through the original 16mm masters and did a new film transfer. So anything you've seen on any other Dragon Ball release, this is a new...
This is not the Dragon Box.
Yeah, it's not Dragon Box. Not the orange boxes. It's going to have your original Funimation dub on it with the English, U.S. Soundtrack as well as the Japanese soundtrack on it. So, it's got everything you need. I mean, really, it's awesome. We've got level 1.1 coming out.
First 17 episodes.
Yes, November the 8th.
The guys who worked on this are working nonstop,
yeah.
Frame by frame on every little thing.
Literally, frame by frame.
Yeah, we don't actually let them leave. They're locked in a room right now. We're locked up on the outside. So, we put a little food under the door, you know.
And this is going to be presented in the original aspect ratio also, which is the 4:3, and it's going to have everything that you could see on the film, even... More than, I mean, the clarity of it, the film transfer, it's going to be, it's as close to the original that you'll ever
have. It's almost actually, we had full blessing from Mishiro Toriyama Toy, the one of people over at Toy Studios, about this. Actually, we sent this over to them to see a look at our transfer like it, and they basically were along the lines of, this is what it should have looked like the first time it was on television, so it's even better than the original with their blessing. And they approved it like that, which is a miracle sometimes.
Yeah.
Because we go back and forth on getting everything just perfect, so they're extremely happy with what we're putting out. So we want to make sure that the original creators are always very happy with our product, because you guys wanted their standards, and we will always work towards that.
Yeah.
And we have a big event.
Yeah, we have tons
big
of
big events Saturday.
What's going on for this? In the AC panel, we're going to have a Dragon Ball Z. Who's all going to be there?
We got Justin Cook, who's Roger Rabbit, and the line producer.
All three, yes. We're going to have Chris Sabat, voice of everybody.
Yeah. Piccolo, Vegeta, Yamcha, Mr. Popo, Tommy, the Dragon, I mean,
yeah.
Everyone.
It goes on and on. And these guys have worked on the property, I mean, from the original time we got it. It's a huge deal for us,
yep.
Huge deal for them. They're going to be taking all kinds of questions there. We're going to be talking about some really...
That's my computer. You know me. My bread is done. And Sean Schimmel, the voice of Goku, is going to be there as well. Who's a native New Yorker, so...
Yeah.
Wonderful like that. But yeah, we're actually going to show pieces of the Blu-ray so you can see basically what it looks like on the transfer and kind of go over what it actually, how cool it looks and stuff like that. And then afterwards, something we've never done before, because we're doing something very special for the Blu-ray release, where we're going back to the original archives, our original pieces of the collection, and are going to be showing off what we're calling the two different parts of the Castle Core Archives.
Castle Core Archives, which that's going to have a bunch of old, you know, original scripts and
original stuff. Editions.
Yeah, all the stuff that a lot of it's coming from Chris Abbott's personal vault, because that guy's a hoarder.
Yeah.
He'll readily admit it.
Yes, thank goodness he was.
So, got all this stuff that has never been seen, like, anywhere.
Well,
I mean, we haven't seen a lot of that stuff.
We're surprised by that stuff. We thought we saw it all.
Yeah. And then we're going to have also in addition to that, we're having interviews with the original cast, the original people who worked on the show, and that's going to be called Dragon Ball Z Journey to the West.
Exactly.
So this is going to be these DVD extras, or excuse me, Blu-ray extras on these. So you definitely want to check those out. Come to the panel. We're also going to be doing some prizes
at the panel.
Yes, yes, yes. Wait, we got some vintage stuff that's not being printed anymore, or being made anymore. We brought out, we're going to give away at a panel. And actually, besides just showing off the AC stuff, we're going to do a special where Justin and Chris and Sean are going to go through kind of the brief history of Dragon Ball Z, showing off some of these pictures you've never seen.
And we're talking about internal history, stuff that the public has never been able to.
How we've actually acquired it, how crazy it was to produce in the old days, what happened with it, you know, how did it, was it a success the first time out on broadcast, what happened to make it a big success it was. So we want to get behind the scenes of Dragon Ball Z that no one's ever heard of first, be at that panel for sure.
Yeah.
So definitely not something to miss. And we have a little video that kind of gives you a sampling of behind the scenes what we're working on for the Blu-ray.
After more than a decade of battling the most powerful villains in the universe on TV, Goku and his friends now face their greatest challenge yet.
Whoa! Blu-ray!
What is that?
A high-definition revolution.
No way!
Fortunately, the team at Funimation is standing by, ready to help. To meet this challenge, they've called upon a team of video experts who will put their training to the test in an effort to bring Goku and his friends into the high-definition age.
The first filter we use is the dust filter. Because we're working with animated material, the filter is kind of prone to removing stars from the sky or people. So we have to remove it from specific parts of specific scenes before we send it on to the fix pass.
So after the dust pass, we move on to doing the fix pass, painting out any blemishes, abnormalities, even hairs, blemishes, or bodily fluids, frame by frame, just basically anything that's abnormal, tape marks, also tape marks between the scenes, and it is the most time-consuming of all the classes. After the fix pass, we run the steady filter, which gets rid of the unsteadiness in the footage due to the film weight.
After the steady pass, the last couple of filters that we apply, the first of which helps reduce the flicker, that's evident in our print, and the second processes the grain and noise in order to make this the truest representation possible of the original master. Once that's done, we send it through a couple of passes of quality control and send it on to our editor. And that's pretty much it. Whatever.
That's your childhood, And then, Casey Sog is a very important part of the team right there. James Ripley.
And those are all actually the people that actually
were... Those are the guys who are locked in the room right now. We're not letting out.
Yeah. That's why they're not here.
Yeah. Moving on real quick to our new releases for next month. We actually wiped off the save on Super Amazing Value Edition, which means they're very wonderfully priced just for you guys.
Yeah.
So all the stuff out right now. I also forgot, basically, for DBZ and Fairy Tail, we have autograph sessions also with all the actors.
Yeah, check the schedule.
I know we had a DBZ one today, but we got another one tomorrow, and Fairy Tail kicks off tomorrow, I think, one Sunday. So definitely get some autographs. I mean, I have actually stuff for to be autographed made exclusively for the con, too. So if you don't have anything, show up also.
Mm-hmm. Anime Classics. Again, love this packaging. This is a new line anime. Some of the best standout series from every genre put into new packaging at a very, very good price.
Yeah, the Yu Yu Hakusho Blu-ray actually is a remastering too, and it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous, and you know, nice and cheaper, I think, the whole season.
It's really awesome.
The entire series is four Blu-rays. We do live action too. We have the entire live action section in our booth. We've got some brand new ones from Action Drama and Danny Glover. So, a wide variety of things. Actually, the Haramaya Bridge, we have actually get an autographed art card by the Japanese staff team and some of the actors. They were made specifically for a gift with purchase. So, buy any live action, you get one of those free.
And, of course, lots of all these other sort of individual categories, but it's just wonderful.
More and more.
More Dragon Ball, and more One Piece. It's a thing. Boya Palooza. Moving on to new stuff.
Excited?
I was wondering, like, are they cheering because... is they're cheering, is it because of Spectrophus or...
Or because of Zora.
Right, Zora. Yeah. We totally didn't do that on purpose. So, let's just dive right in.
Yeah.
Let's be more on, I wish.
Sorry, it's just...
I'm sorry. We're just a big tease.
Yeah.
Dive right into something we actually announced at AWA just a little while ago, but we're so happy to have is Guilty Crown.
Guilty Crown. This is a wonderful show.
Any of you guys get a chance, we just started simulcasting it yesterday. It was the first episode one. Anyone see it?
Anybody that's watching it? Anybody watching here? Still here?
Cool. Just checked it out last night. It is epic. It's wonderful. Think Code Geass Season 1 meets Ghost in the Shell.
Yes.
With Seth Stillman. The Seth Stillman is actually in it. Just from the credits, we've actually worked on both of those along those lines. It was final casting Thursday, 12:15, CST, so 1:15 your time. DVD Blu-ray coming out next year. We have a big Guilty Crown, we call events this weekend. We have giant awesome posters, that are going fast at our booth.
For free.
But we have a world premiere, because we showed episode one, but we're showing one and two, which won't be aired until next week.
We did the world premiere.
On Saturday at 6:30. And on Sunday, we have a 2-hour block where we're going to show one and two again. And we're also going to have the Japanese staff who actually worked on the show, they flew all the way from Tokyo, to come here and talk to you guys about it, show some screen caps, show some production stills, issue the behind-the-scenes one. So if you just want to check it out, come Saturday. If you want to see it and get a whole bunch more information, definitely what's on show for this. I will say line up early, because I think the room is the room exactly, or size to size. So, and we have an autograph session, I believe, on Sunday as well with the actual Japanese staff, so get your posters autographed. We have a trailer also that they are wonderfully sent us, and it's subtitled.
Subtitled, right.
Come on.
ウイルスのパンデミックでこの国はめちゃくちゃになって、いろんな事実が僕らに伝えてくる。君たちには任せておけない。君たちには大切な人を守る能力がない。でも僕にももっとされることないのかな。
盗まれたボイドゲノム。
どうしてそんな怪我を。
この子を母に届けるの。
あれと一緒にいた女はどうした。見捨てたのか。
こんな俺でいいのか。
オーマシューは臆病な人。
Episode 1 was fantastic. So, move on to that.
Yeah, keep going. And Faulkner.
Are you guys familiar with the series?
The series, right?
Yeah.
All right. Not only do we have the series, but the movie.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. First time that's going to be released, the movie. So we're going to re-release the series, and we're going to have the new movie for you guys.
Yep.
Again, coming to DVD and Blu-ray 2012.
So this is a new for us, new to you guys. You're the first to know. I think you're special.
They are nice. Special.
They are special. So this show, very, very mech-oriented. You got your, you know, more of the kind of the Evangelion style, the very same.
End of the world.
End of the world, apocalypse. Post-apocalyptic type thing. Mm-hmm. You got your kids piloting these
giant robot thing.
Yeah. So really awesome. Check out the new movie. That's the big deal, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course it's gonna be on Blu-ray, which everything looks better on Blu-ray, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah. I always agree with that.
So Foster.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Moving on. A wonderful film, Oblivion Island.
So you might not have heard this one. It is a gorgeous film. It's a family film, so like as in like Summer Wars, a family film, but everyone can enjoy it.
Yes.
It's this beautiful, beautiful tale. About this girl who eventually has her mom died when she was very young, and her big memory of her is this mirror. But you know, as she's growing up, she just misplaced it, just wasn't taking care of it, and stuff like that, and it disappears. And she finds out there's this place called Oblivion Island where these creatures, when you stop caring about something, they come and take it from you because obviously you don't need it, and they do. So she falls into this magical world trying to get her mom's mirror back. So it's this beautiful tale, or what we call of just friendship and what we call love and adventure, that tie together so nicely. So we're happy to get another great epic family film that you can show you can enjoy the stuff in your mom and your friends and your daughter and everyone else out under the sun.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a fantastic coming out DVD and Blu-ray coming out to 2012. So look for that one, maybe even the actual release.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
All right.
This next piece of news is a little bigger than something I think Justin and I did.
Yeah. Don't want to be the one responsible for this one. We need the big guns.
Special
guns. We need the big guns.
So if you guys wouldn't mind helping give me a warm welcome to a very special guest.
Very, very.
The CEO of Funimation Entertainment, again, Fukunaga, and the CEO of NicoNico.com, James Spahn.
Hey, so you did this in Japanese. Hi.
Genki desu.
Well, go ahead.
Let me start.
We're really excited to announce a partnership that we've developed with NicoNico, one of the largest web brands and franchises in Japan, with something like 23 million active subscribers in Japan, and that's larger than YouTube in Japan, and we are partnering to do simulcast with them so that we will start to aggressively pursue simulcasting many titles, hopefully in that 24-48 hour window after broadcast in Japan.
Yeah,
so who'd like to make 23 million new Japanese friends today? Because this morning we went live, NicoNico.com went live this morning, and you'll see Guilty Crown in HD. And we're also announcing a total of 7 simulcasts that you'll see this season.
Yeah,
there you go.
There they are. So, last thing.
Take that all in. Soak it in. There's a lot of wonderful things out there.
And this is just the start.
Yeah.
This is quite the beginning.
So, you all need to go register right now.
See, actually, if you could go to the Funimation booth, you can register. You can be on our live stream. And the first 7 titles will be Boku no Tomodachi ga Sukunai, which means I don't have that many friends.
you have 23...
Yeah, so you'll make 23 million new ones. CQ, The Future Diary.
That's really amazing, CQ.
Japanese.
Crazy. Yeah,
awesome. Mirai Nikki, from Kadokawa. Guilty Crown. Last Exile. Mike Kenki. And Shana. And we'd like to...
More Shana, guys. And we want that.
And, of course, we'd like to thank all of the licensors who've really helped with the partnership with Funimation. You know, we're bringing the best of both worlds, the largest
influencer company in the United States, North America, for anime. And Nikoniko, the largest, one of the largest distributors, online distributors of online animation. I would like to thank, you know, our big partners, Aniplex, Kadokawa, Jinan, Gonzo, and Media Factory, who are the big part of being able to bring these titles to you. And if you go to the booth, sign up, you'll get a... Did you get a red t-shirt when you came in today?
In the bag. You put it
in the bag.
Got the red t-shirt.
Now you know what that meant. On the bag, says Funimation on the front, says Nikoniko. Mm-hmm. And if you sign up, you'll get a white t-shirt at the booth.
Collector's edition.
That's right, collector's edition.
And I got a little screenshot of the site if you guys are looking for it. That's what you're going to see when you show up there.
Yep, this went up this morning. All you do is sign up, and you'll see a HD version of the Guilty Crown, and then these are the titles for this season. There's actually two more that we didn't have the images for. And then we also have, from our friends from Aniplex, last season online as well. And who knows what Nikoniko is? Maybe I should explain a little bit about what that is. All right, there's one. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, there's a couple. Okay, well, Nikoniko is the largest social video networking service in the world. And the reason it's cool is because you stream video and you can communicate online or over the video as the overlays. And so it's the culmination of, you know, you can sign in with your Facebook account. You can use Twitter to tweet a comment over the video and have these live conversations. And that's really, you seriously do make friends in Japan and here in the U.S. So if you go to the booth, you'll actually be able to experience it. It's hard to describe, easy to understand when you see it. So if you go to the booth, there's a camera set up, there's a TV set up, you can communicate with the fans, and you know, we'll have a simulcast where, you know, you can communicate with each other and talk about what you like, don't like, and after each one, what we're going to do is actually have questionnaires so that we get a better sense of what resonates with people and really try and give that feedback to the licensors, and you know, we'll hear from the consumers directly.
And we'll actually have this panel streamed on Nikoniko.com right after this. You can actually go and comment on the panel like you actually were there.
Yeah, we're going to simulcast this.
Yeah, exactly. It's simulcasted. You get it. They get it 1 hour after you guys see live.
That's right. And I think what it means to you guys as fans is that you're going to finally... Funimation has not simulcast that many series, as you may know. We kind of picked and chose the ones that we were going ahead with the DVD on. And this way now it can bring you a much broader depth of titles to through this new partnership. So now you'll see a wide variety of titles right after they broadcast from Japan, and you get to watch them in HD. Yeah, we've been doing this for years in Japan, and it's our first time. Today is actually our first day to launch this site, and so we're very happy to be able to do that with Funimation. And I think we have some video testimonials.
We have some testimonials from some very influential people, so let's just start off with the first one. How's that sound? You guys like that? All right.
Hi, Jen. And hi for everyone in Nikoniko and Funimation. This is Henry Goto in Los Angeles. On behalf of Aniplex of America, I'd like to express my biggest congrats to the departure of your new ship named Aniko. I welcome this great news as a longtime friend of the anime neighborhood in North America. I believe this new entity will be a big plus for the market and will definitely open new doors. We hope more new shows will be available with the shortest wait as possible. I hope Funimation will be a good liaison between anime creators, producers, and audiences. Aniplex of America also work hard to create excitement for the people who love anime. Wishing you the best and good luck.
Henry here.
Hello, my name is Christopher McDonald. I'm the CEO of Anime News Era. I've been asked today to comment on the joint venture between Funimation and Nikoniko. First, I would like to congratulate Ken Fukunaga, James Bond, and everyone at both companies involved in making this deal happen. Along with many of my coworkers at Anime News Network, I firmly believe that online streaming is exceptionally important to the future of the anime industry, and that the industry is in bad shape if it's not able to make streaming work for everyone's benefit. My coworkers and I have been advocating this for many years now. Unfortunately, we've also had to admit that in many cases, streaming is not reaching its full potential and is often not profitable for everyone involved. This venture is a step in the right direction. By working together, Funimation and Nikoniko will be able to focus on and monetize their respective business areas and benefit from the other's involvement. This venture should give consumers access to more streaming titles and ultimately result in more titles being released for home video. A win-win-win situation for both companies, Japanese licensors, and anime fans. There's still a lot of work ahead for Funimation and Nikoniko to make this work, but I think that today is an excellent day for anime fans and anime industry alike.
And I'm the director, producer, and presenter on a TV show called Culture Japan, which covers all things Japan. So we cover things like the traditional Japan and lots of Japanese pop culture as well, which includes like a load of anime. And I'm really excited because the show is actually broadcast all over Japan, and it will be broadcast on Nikoniko.com soon. And absolutely thrilled about the Funimation and Nikoniko collaboration, and can't wait for Culture Japan to be broadcast on Nikoniko.com. I'm actually in the middle of editing right now, and I guess I better get back to editing before I get in trouble. Catch you soon on Nikoniko.com.
So that was the eighth title we let Danny Chu announce himself. Mirai Suenara is the Japanese name. And you'll see that on Nikoniko, both in Japan and in the United States.
All right. Well, that is literally it for announcements. We have a little time for Q&A. There's a mic right in the middle there, so line up for the mic. We have about 5 minutes. For all the questions we can't get to, we will be hanging around just outside to answer along those lines. We obviously 5 minutes will not get through too many people. And if everyone online, you can get just one question so we can get as many people through as possible. All right, start us off.
When is the English voice cast for Shiki going to get announced?
For Shiki?
Yeah.
Stay tuned real soon, because Shiki I know we're going to have out early next year, and we normally do the voice cast about 3 to 4 months before the actual announcement. So if it's not the end of the year, it'll be very early next year.
Are there any plans to get the ghost on Goku and his friends return second?
We actually have not licensed that. That's not a Funimation property at this point in time.
Well, we're in discussions with Toei for that, the rights, but it's tricky because Toei is a combination of companies that own that right, not Toei by itself. So.
This is going to be a bit wordy, but my friends and I are really huge fans of Black Lagoon, and we want to know what the news regarding the release for the third series of Black Lagoon is going to be, or like if there's any progress.
Yeah. Basically, on the Black Lagoon one, that's going to be part of the Genion deal with Universal Japan. We're waiting on a lot of details between the merger. We can't really progress on that until all those contractual details and legal jargon has been...
We haven't got the material to start working on yet. That, Elf and Ultimate and other stuff like that, we're waiting for it actually to start working on.
Yeah.
So sorry for the delay, but there still are, and we're still bringing them out.